I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's a story that's gone viral. It's about a police officer in South Dakota. He had arrested a guy, right? Turns out the guy's a DoorDash worker, was in the middle of making a DoorDash. So the cop figured out, well, you know what? He might as well go finish the DoorDash himself.
No, I'm not who you're expecting. Your driver got arrested for emergency and a ticket. So I figured I'd complete the DoorDash for
you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks.
You know, after your delivery driver gets arrested and it gets delivered by the cop, that's an awesome gesture. But all I'm thinking is, it's cold. And now I've got nobody I complain to because somebody did something really nice for me. And now I just have to act like it's all cool.
Do you tip the police officer too? That's the bigger question. But probably not, right?
Masking him for his card and being super nice about it. And then hoping if he ever pulls me over again, I'll be able to recall that story. And he'll be like, oh, what a funny little story that is. I'm not going to write you a ticket. I'm probably wrong to assume that, but I'm hoping for that anyways.
Well, this is all nice, but the thing that irked me about this had nothing to do with how nice the officer was or delivering the food. I don't know what it is. Whenever I hear the Ring doorbell, It just drives me crazy lately. Like, it just it gets under my skin.
Because you know that somebody's there at the house. Now you got to get up. And right now, getting up is difficult for you.
And you brace yourself because you know the dog's going to start barking.
True.
Somebody's there. Why are they here? What is it?
There's never anybody good unexpected at your front door, right? Unless it's your mom showing up with cookies. And my mom walks right in. And if the internet's down, the doorbell won't actually ring in my house. Like, they'll be up there pressing it and I'll get Ring notifications, but I won't hear it. The sound makes me cringe. But I'll still, at that point, if you don't hear it aloud, I'll act like I'm asleep.
There's some noises, though, that I think that get under your skin more than anything. That the Ring doorbell is certainly one of them. But there's one that makes me lose my mind. And it's because I know that it's going to take my husband away from me, and it makes me angry. So my husband carries two cell phones, right? One is his regular personal phone. The other one is his work phone. But the work phone is programmed that it makes this sound effect anytime he gets an email, a text message, or a call. Oh, it's Aurora. The iPhone Aurora sound effect. And it makes me crazy. We could be in the middle of dinner. We can be in the middle of having a serious conversation. He could be playing with the kids. Whatever it is, he drops whatever he's doing for that sound and goes to his phone. And that one is a tie for me on the most annoying sound effect between the Ring doorbell and that.
And when you start to complain, he just says, you like these lights?
Right.
You like this heat? Yeah.
It's babe.
For me, it's the alarm. I just, I tried to pick the nicest alarm sound I could get that I was in the middle of a bamboo forest. And now you know what I know, Anna? A bamboo forest is hell.
Oh.
I don't ever want to be there. Ever, ever, ever.
Because it means you have to get up in the middle of the night and get ready to go to work. It doesn't matter if you have birds singing or angels whispering in your ear. You're never going to love it when it means it's time to get up and go to work and you've only been sleeping for 5 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the sunshine. Take that.
Oh.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.